Moving on, Israel has threatened to dismantle the International Criminal Court over its decision to investigate Israeli war crimes committed across the Palestinian territories. Foreign Minister Avigdor Lieberman says that Tel Aviv will act on dissolving the ICC over what he called its provocative decision. He said Israel will never cooperate with any investigation by the court. The United States has also condemned the ICC's decision as a tragic irony. The reactions come shortly after an announcement by the International Court that it has opened a preliminary investigation into war crimes in Palestinian territories. According to the United Nations, Palestine will become a member of the ICC as of April the 1st. The membership will pave the way for Palestinians to pursue war crimes charges against Israel over its recent deadly war on Gaza. Said Nimer, professor of political sciences from Birzeit University, joins us from Ramallah for more insight on that story. Professor Nimer, welcome to the program. I'd like to get your thoughts on these shocking statements made by Israeli officials. They believe that in response to the investigation that will commence for their crimes committed against the Palestinians, they can dissolve an international body with more than 100 members.
Good evening. First of all, I think the Israeli statement to dissolve the ICC is absolutely a stupid statement, and I don't think that they had the power anyway to do it. So it's just they are trying to protest. At the same time, it shows another side, which is that the Israeli considering themselves as people above the law, and Israel consider itself as a state above the international law. And over the last 10 years, the Palestinians had done everything in their hands to push the peace process forward. But it's quite obvious that the Israeli and the American behind them didn't want anything to move forward at all. And now when the Palestinians went to the ICC, and now the ICC is going to open an investigation, the Israeli are protesting against that. Why you didn't use the last 10 years to prevent the Palestinian of going to the ICC in the first place? Plus, Israel now is trying to talk about the ICC, that they are going to dissolve the ICC. They are trying to do their best in this regard by pressurizing maybe the Americans or other countries around the world, but I don't think that they are being able to do anything about it, and the investigation will take place even if Israel did not accept it, and even if Israel did not allow it, the investigation will go on, and the Palestinian would win this particular stage.